From the Ticats Audio Network, this is ongoing coverage of Grey Cup Week in Hamilton, presented by Swoop Airlines.
Grey Cup Week coverage on the Ticats Audio Network, presented by Swoop Airlines, the official airline of the 108th Grey Cup. This winter, why not trade parkas for palm trees with Swoop, Canada's ultra non-expensive airline. You can fly to the sun for less. Visit flyswoop.com to save big on flights. And listen to the Ticats Audio Network all throughout Grey Cup Week. As in partnership with Swoop, we're giving away two amazing prizes, a pair of Grey Cup tickets and a pair of round-trip flights to anywhere Swoop flies. All you have to do is listen for the Swoop keyword. We'll give you a different keyword in every piece of content we create. So the more you listen, the more chances you have to win flights. Go to ticats.ca/listen-to-win for full contest details, terms, and conditions. Louis B., Andy Fantuz here at the Hamilton Convention Center. And we got a great guest here.
Special guest.
A very special guest. Yes, it is Carr Gibson. And he was in attendance as a 10-year-old boy when the Winnipeg Pegs beat the Hamilton Tiger Cats in Hamilton in 1935. And Carr, very pleased to be joined with you today. Just tell us what you remember about that Grey Cup.
Well, one thing is, I was 12 years old, not 10. That was my mistake. I mixed up earlier.
How can you possibly lose track? It's only been 96 years.
I was 12 years old. I remember quite well the game. I don't remember in detail, but I sure was there.
Now, when you can you tell us about the stadium? What was it like? Obviously, they got this big, beautiful stadium that sits 24,000. I know it didn't fit that many back then, but what do you remember about the grounds there?
Well, they were quite satisfactory. There was a good stadium on the left side when I came in. But I don't remember in great detail, but they were a good stand on each side of the field, and well filled, of course, at that time.
So this was 1935, and this was the 23rd Grey Cup at the Hamilton Amateur Athletic Association grounds.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell me, Carr, how much have you been watching football over the years? Have you always followed the CFL?
Pretty well, yeah. I've kept in touch for a long time.
Do you have any stories that stick out of some CFL classic memories of yours?
Well, this was one, because Winnipeg was the first team that participated in a Grey Cup, and in that year. I think it was 1936, actually, but I may be wrong.
Well, it was obviously a special day, Carr, and I'm just looking at some of the stats. Fritz Hansen and Russ Rebholz and Greg Cabot. I mean, who did you have a favorite player either as a kid or even growing up?
Well, yeah, my favorite player in the Tiger Cats, the Tigers they were then, is Frank Turville. He was their kicker, and he was a standout player. I guess he must have been the captain. I'm not certain of that. There were other players on the team were Wilf Patterson, Brian Timmis, all kinds of people like that.
Right,
I used to keep in touch with them quite a bit, and I attended some of their practices. As I recall,
Carr, I know. I know that Frank Turville, like you said, he actually shares something in common with my friend Andy Fantuz over here, as they were both star players at the University of Western.
That's right. That's right.
Mustang, I love it.
and we introduced Bob Fritz from. He came from the States as a. Their Winnipeg
the Winnipeg
player.
Pegs, right?
Yeah, Yeah, the Winnipeg Pegs is right.
What a name.
We weren't even called Winnipeg.
So will you be watching on Sunday? Will you be watching the Grey Cup?
Oh, I might, just possibly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Any predictions or thoughts on the game?
Well, no. Winnipeg's a damn good game, a good team, and I would. I have no more idea of how that's going to come out in the world. I obviously hope that we turn the tables because they beat us the first time.
Well, that's a great answer. You're a smart man because nobody knows how it's going to unfold.
No. There have been several battles in between. I won quite recently, I guess, that Winnipeg won. But I don't have the details.
That's okay, Carr. That's okay. It's so great to connect with you. And, you know, obviously there probably aren't too many people who are at that game. So to get to hear your story,
they were a pretty good crowd for those days. I know it can be. The crowd could be heard well over on Bay Street, which is quite a few blocks away. Because I was talking to some friends who said they remember hearing the crowd roar.
Very cool. Do you have any idea how many people were there, like approximately?
I'm afraid I don't. No, I don't know.
That's okay. The history books do. 6,405 was the attendance, so it'll 6, be almost...
6,000. Yeah. Pretty good crowd to those days.
I was about to say, football was a lot different back then, though, wasn't it? There was a lot... It was more of an emphasis on kicking, maybe, back in the day.
Well, that's true. This was... Actually, this game, this the 1936 game, Grey Cup, was the first game, I think, that passing was permitted.
Wow. That's incredible. Just incredible. Well, Carr, it's great to connect with you. You know, you're obviously a link to the great history of football in this city, so thank you so much for taking the time here to talk to us today.
I'm delighted to be part of it. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Carr Gibson. And Andy, what an incredible story. I mean,
96 years old.
12
wow.
years old, he says, though. He says he got it. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. But, you know, I'm just looking back here at the Grey Cup at the Hamilton Amateur Athletic Association grounds. The second Grey Cup was held there. The fourth Grey Cup. The fifth. The 16th. The 17th. The 20th. And the 23rd. It was the last Grey Cup played at the Hamilton AAA grounds or HAAA. So that's kind of cool.
Very cool. Very cool story. Amazing catching up with Carr Gibson.
Okay, it's time for the keyword to enter for your chance to win Grey Cup tickets as well as round trip flights to anywhere Swoop flies. The keyword for this show, hey, let's go back to the 23rd Grey Cup and let's say Fred Veal. He was the head coach of the Hamilton Tigers in the 23rd Grey Cup. So Fred Veal is your keyword. Go to tycats.ca/listen to win to enter for all the contest details. That's tycats.ca/listen to win and enter the keyword Fred Veal. Good luck and keep listening all week for more chances to win and keep it right here on the Ticats Audio Network all week long.
Ongoing coverage of the 2021 Grey Cup Week is provided by the Ticats Audio Network and presented by Swoop Airlines. Subscribe, follow, and like to hear the latest from what's happening in Hamilton leading up to the Grey Cup.